getting your weekend started, or your week started, I should say. A busy, I guess, couple of weeks for Congress. Tomorrow, health care reform takes center stage. The Senate Finance Committee will vote on its bill. The president's strategy in Afghanistan. It's being questioned by members of Congress, if you were watching some of the Sunday shows. And by the way, from members of both political parties. What gives? Let's welcome in Republican Congressman Don Manzullo from Illinois 16. And Congressman, thanks for getting up with us this morning. Good to have you with us.
How are you this morning?
Doing great. I know that you were among the first. In fact, right after the president's speech to Congress, you urged him in a video to seek what I guess we can call truly bipartisan support for health care legislation. How many Republicans are at the table as Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid cobble together health care legislation? Are there many Republicans having any input at all?
None really. The closest thing was the group of six in the Senate, but that really was only lip service. And now what you have in the Senate is the unwritten language concept only bill by Senator Baucus, and it's likely to pass out of committee even without the exact language. And Republicans really haven't sat at the table at all.
Can I ask you, I know that there was word over the weekend that the CBO and Doug Elmendorf have opined that if all we do is tort reform, no defense of medicine, no plaintiff's attorneys making billions of dollars off health care suits, that would save us. It would lower the budget deficit by $54 billion over 10 years. These are CBO numbers.
That's correct.
And I'm curious, why is it that everybody has taken a haircut? Everybody's gone to the White House for secret meetings and giving back $80 billion, pharma, the hospital associations, everybody but the trial attorneys. When will we see the trial attorneys step forward?
Well, I'm not sure if I can answer that question. The bottom line is that if you're going to have comprehensive health reform, even if it's, quote, a mere figure such as $54 billion over 10 years, that has to be part of the equation, and it's not. So if you don't have areas where you know you can positively not only save money but save professions, because the unknown statistic out there is the fact that many physicians have left their practice because they can't afford to pay the premium. I mean, we're already at a shortage of physicians now. So, you know, why not throw in tort reform as part of the overall package? And by the way, allow small businesses and people who belong to associations to form their own individual co-ops, their own individual purchasing groups, such as unions and large corporations do, so they can make purchases on a massive scale, bring down the high cost of premiums, and do away with the big problem of pre-existing illnesses. Those are not in the mix.
Again, Congressman Don Manzullo joining us, talking about health care reform. What are you hearing from the Speaker's office? When might we get House legislation to the floor?
Well, we don't know. H.R. 3200 is the only bill that's passed out of the Committee of Jurisdiction. The Speaker is waiting for the Senate to act in this case, but I tell you, the Senate bill is just racked with all kinds of problems because it's going to result in an increase in premiums. In fact, one trade association says that the increase in premiums for a family of four could go up by $20,000 over the next 10 years. In fact, union members ought to be absolutely outraged, as they are, looking at the Baucus bill, because this would place a tax on premium insurance policies. Plus, the Baucus bill would be a $40 billion tax on medical devices. I mean, that's dumb. You tax the very devices that are saving people's lives. And guess where that tax is passed on to?
Right to the consumers.
That's correct. And also, what is very scary is the fact that in the House, we've got a discharge petition on a bipartisan bill to have the bill in its final form up on the Internet 72 hours before it's even considered by the House. And the Speaker Pelosi is balking at that, and so is Majority Leader Reid. The American people have an absolute right to know exactly what is in a bill at least 72 hours before the bill is voted upon, so not only they can read it, but members of Congress can read it and study it.
Congressman, I got about 90 seconds. I need to switch gears. A lot of members of Congress are becoming, I guess, increasingly concerned about the president's delay in formulating a strategy and even an answer to General McChrystal's request for more troops. How concerned are you at this point?
Well, we're all very much concerned. I mean, Afghanistan, you know, unlike Iraq, only about 25% of the people can read and write. I mean, it's still a tribal society. The very, very few resources, and things continue to deteriorate. The issue is this: if the goal is to go after Al Qaeda, the first issue is Al Qaeda equated with the Taliban? That's number one. Number two: look what's happened in Rawalpindi, in Pakistan. Now 2 days in a row, where everybody thought that those areas of Pakistan were impenetrable. The Taliban has come in the last couple of days, and now you're going to have a huge, massive ground assault in southern Waziristan in Pakistan. So there appears to be more Taliban activity going on in Pakistan than in Afghanistan. So what does that mean to American troops? Do we go there? Do we send more money? The Kerry Lugar bill that just passed the House and the Senate will send a lot of money to Pakistan, but our last experience has been that the people there in Pakistan, the rulers, siphoned off 80% of the money going to Pakistan to buy weapons, and 80% of that went into their pockets in terms of grafts. It's a very, very serious situation, but you know what? The president is listening very carefully to whether or not we should be in counterinsurgency, which means throwing in more troops, or counterterrorism, which means either keeping the same number of troops that we have or scaling back and concentrating on training the Afghanians to defend their own country and helping them with counterterrorism. That's the decision the president has got to make, and he's got that in light of the fact that the Soviets sent in over 120,000 troops and were roundly beaten there.
Congressman, we're out of time. We are always good to have you on, though. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Congressman Don Manzullo joining us on our Newsmaker line.